coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Incantations.
That I might show your glory to this generation. Manta Karabasea. Oh, hallelujah. You know, I was very young when I began to learn of Jesus Christ. But I made up my mind that if I was going to follow this thing, it had to be true. It had to be provable. It had to work. Because I was too young to let my life go in the wrong direction. If I was going to follow this thing, and it wasn't okay, then I was in jeopardy. The question was it true? Was it dependable? In my spirit, I just knew it was true. I was young, but I listened so much at home to all the preaching of the Bible in church. Then my grandfather talked a lot to me. I asked questions. I asked a lot of questions. And I thought, this must be true. It's worth believing. But if I believe it, I must follow it. But I must follow it wholeheartedly. No half measures. But the question was, if I got that committed to God, would He be committed to me? In other words, will he fail? What if he did? Wasn't sure, much sure of that. But the day came. I'll never forget. When he says, I am with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. God was there. God was there. He heard me. God was there. God was there. When I got up from that chair, I was different forever. I was changed forever. I would never be the same. I was set. I knew one thing. He was dependable. Okay, so I was glad about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That is his memorial forever. I was glad about the God of David and Solomon, and so on, and the prophets. I was glad about the God of the apostles, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, as he's described in the New Testament. But now, he had become my God. And that meant bringing him from history till now. He had to come out. If you recall, if you were with us some years ago, it was one of those reasons. You know, the titles that I give, they're not empty. So we had a camp meeting years ago, and the theme was Beyond the Written Pages. What year was that, you remember? Probably 89 or 90, somewhere, one of those early years, 92, not 92. So it would be 89, 90, somewhere. You think it's 89 or 90, somewhere there. All right. They will remember it shortly. But that's how old that topic was, right? Beyond the written pages. So I thought, we're taking Christ beyond the written pages. Christ alive in me 24 hours a day. So you understand these things I'm sharing with you, they're not just starting. How many years ago it was 1990? How many years would that be? What? 32 years. If it has worked for 32 years, it will always work. That's coming close to how long Jesus lived here. 33, and he changed the whole world. So he thought that 33 years would be enough to prove. If it works for 33 years, it will work always. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I said, beyond the written pages, I figured we had to take him from the book to the everyday of our lives. Hallelujah. You're still there? Number six. In prayer, we speak mysteries. Mysteries. Oh. I wish you would understand the glory of this. Did you ever read in your Bible what it says about Solomon? Solomon was so graced by God, he was given wisdom, as the Bible tells us. God made Solomon wise. Did you ever read it? God made him wise. And I want to read something to you, what the Bible says. 1 Kings chapter 4, I'm reading to you from verse 29. Now the Septuagint says that the wisdom that God gave to Solomon is phronesis. All right? Phronesis. phronesis. That's practical wisdom. All right, but let's read from verse 29. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all men. Ah, stop. That is something. Now, everybody in the world didn't know Solomon. It wasn't everybody who knew him. But God knew everybody. And all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And the author of this word, the Holy Ghost, who knew everybody, told us what some people in the world didn't know. He said Solomon was wiser than all men, didn't matter what they thought. Come on now, come on. Did you get it? Oh, there might have been some people who challenged whatever he said and from wherever they were. If they heard Solomon said it, and they said, what? That's nonsense. I'm wiser than Solomon. God says it doesn't matter what they thought. He says Solomon was wiser than all men, period. That is amazing.
Coming to you with word.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.